This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. There is a two-bill package making its way through the state legislature that could impact students in every third-grade classroom in Michigan. The bill would hold back third graders with poor reading skills. So if a child fails a third-grade reading exam, he or she would not move along to fourth grade. Now, backers say it can help get a struggling student back on track. Critics say flunking a struggling student is a punishment. And State School Superintendent Mike Flanagan panned the legislation. He says it should be up to local schools and to parents. Amber Arellano is the executive director of the Education Trust Midwest. Hello, Amber.
Hi, Cindy.
So before we get into the Michigan bills, I'm wondering what your views are on the Florida law, the retention law that's been in place about 10 years now. And do you feel it effectively helps kids who can't read well enough in the third grade?
Yeah, Florida did adopt a test-based promotion policy based on third grade proficiency, but it did so alongside tens of millions of dollars in strategic investments and strategies that help boost literacy rates among all grades, but particularly for early grades for Florida students. So the accountability piece really came after that they had begun to really put these new systems in place. And, you know, to Florida's credit, they really have seen dramatic improvement in literacy rates, particularly among low-income and African-American and Latino students.
Is this kind of over the 10 years, have they been able to track a long-term improvement?
They have. If you look at the data from their proficiency rates, even on based on national standards, based on the national assessment, they have made dramatic gains in student learning for students really across the board over the last decade.
So how does Michigan's package of bills compare to what Florida has, for better or for worse?
They're radically different. Right now, Michigan is simply focusing on accountability, and we really worry that it's really holding kids accountable for the work that the adults in the system, and really we Michiganders, that we, you know, that when we're not providing them a quality education, particularly in their early years, and the supports that they need to learn how to read by third grade, then really it's our responsibility to make sure that they get that kind of support and better teaching, rather than holding them accountable for what schools aren't giving them.
So I think what I'm hearing is, unlike Florida that had the accountability, but before that they put the money in place for programs and help in reading, this would not happen in the way the bills are in Michigan.
That's right. In Florida, they did a variety of strategies. So they developed a new statewide teacher and principal support and training and evaluation system so that if students were held back, retained students wouldn't be simply passed on to another struggling teacher who may or may not be really strong at teaching literacy skills to K-3 students. They also adopted and invested in really significant training. This was not just for early grades. They actually invested in retraining all of their teachers, K-12, and spent millions of dollars in helping them become better instructors of literacy. They also invested money in summer programs, reading programs, to help kids that were behind. And then they also did a strategy to ensure that kids who were falling behind would actually get better teachers, so that if they were falling behind, they would be placed with a teacher that was more experienced or more effective at teaching literacy skills in those early grades. So all of those strategies combined had a really profound impact on literacy rates. And then, you know, after all of those systems were put into place, then they said, okay, if kids are still behind, then perhaps they need more time, and we need to hold them back for a year to give them more time to catch up.
So it I think I'm hearing between the lines that Michigan's bills, as they exist now, would perhaps be destined to fail if state lawmakers don't put some money where their collective mouths are.
Well, not only fail, but really, I mean, I think the potential here is to actually harm students more than help them. What the research has shown that by holding a child back, they're more likely to drop out, and that oftentimes these kinds of strategies unfairly target particular groups of students, so specifically African American and Latino students, who, as we know, are often in schools that are low performing and not serving them very well.
Do we have a sense of what it would cost Michigan to hold youngsters back? Has anyone been able to crunch those kind of numbers? And I'm wondering how that would compare to putting that money into intervention programs to find and help these struggling readers before they get to that third grade evaluation.
Yeah, so we have done that. Just for retention alone, we, based on this school year, we estimated a cost of $500 million just to hold students back and give them an additional year of teaching. You know, we worry, too, that the numbers of students that this would apply to will skyrocket next year. We're adapting higher standards, and we're adopting a new assessment next school year. And based on the new higher standards, we're estimating about 80,000 third graders in Michigan would be retained next year.
What percentage is that? What are we looking at?
That's about 69%.
That's mind-boggling.
It is. I mean, when you think about it, I think a lot of people think, well, this law would only apply to very, very low-income or struggling students, and it would be a small percentage of our state. Well, the truth is that it will apply for really to many, many middle-class students, many suburban schools, rural schools. I mean, this would be the majority of the students in Michigan. So the timing of this is also really problematic. We would like to see the state take that money instead and begin investing it in what we know are really strategic investments and boosting student learning, particularly in the early grades.
So what do you think the takeaway for this and maybe what parents who care about this should be doing right now?
I think certainly parents should be reaching out to lawmakers to talk with them about their thoughts on this. I think it's important for policymakers to know that the number of students that this will impact if these bills go through will skyrocket next year when we're adopting higher standards. And we need to do that. We really have had low standards in Michigan for a long time, and it's not given parents a very honest idea of how their students are really performing or how schools are really serving our kids. So, you know, the way forward is not to say, let's not raise our standards. The way forward is to say, let's do that. Let's invest in our teachers, help them make the transition to teaching in this at higher levels and deeper ways to help our kids boost literacy rates and help them do better compared to the rest of the world. And maybe right now we ought to think thoughtfully about how this may impact kids, and if this is really the right time for these particular bills.
Amber Arellano is the executive director of the Education Trust Midwest. It has been great to talk to you. Thank you so much, Amber.
Thank you.